Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Cher.
Of Sonny and Cher?
That's right. She's a 5-1 generator on the left angle cross of uncertainty in the quarter of civilization. Fifth color, right fixed. She's a split definition. She has an unconscious 3955 and a conscious 214.
Yep, I can remember the Sonny and Cher show. And I thought in going over the chart and looking at things, one of the first songs they had was Half Breed. It was her song singing Half Breed. And here she has the 50th gate first line. Humbleness of origin.
She was born to a mother that was married 8 times. Her father left when she was 3, and she was very, very poor. And she says that's one of her great paranoias is, it's like she says, it's like the kid that was 500 pounds and now, they're like 120, but they look in the mirror and that's all they see. It's like that's all she sees is this, I don't ever want to be poor again. And she's done pretty well for herself.
Oh, yes, and she is designed for it. I mean, for that to have happened. Regardless, I think, the funny thing is, she could be born into the Vanderbilt family, and she'd still have this uncertainty and that material component to intimacy, So, oh, it's set up perfectly for her to be insecure and really kind of driven to make sure there's always this material component.
Well, and really this kind of thing about, spirituality through sexuality. I mean, she's really made money in a lot of ways, not completely, through her kind of sexuality of being kind of at the cutting edge. She's, the gays love her. She's got this huge audience of gays that love her, and the drag queens especially love her because of her costuming and that she's come up through the hard way
Well,
and,
look at her daughter, or is it her son?
It's, well, it's her son now because he's transgendered and yes, she was Chastity and now she's Chaz. And so yes, she's gone through that with her daughter. She's
Has that
reinvented.
blown her mind,
Well,
or?
I think she was very upset when Chastity came out as a lesbian. That was a hard thing for her. But she's a great woman. She really got behind her daughter at that point, and really became, she's an activist, and so she really helped and became part of the organization. It's called PFLAG. It's parents of these kinds of children, right? And then her daughter's now taken this step of actually becoming a man, and she supports the underdog and the minorities, and it's one of the things that she says that her own insecurities come from the fact that when she looks in the mirror, she's not this blonde, blue-eyed, prim, proper. She never was. She was definitely, when she came up in the 60s, unusual, kind of exotic.
Oh yeah, no, I remember her very well. In the 60s. And it doesn't surprise me because there's so much in her chart with the word harmony in it. The 51-1, her design sun, harmonic relationships. The 57-4, it's about harmony in relationships. She's a pure freak.
She's a pure freak.
So it's very much about frequency, sound, and how things sound. And that open splenic center, so looking for well-being, never really feeling, you could say, safe or secure. But that 57th gate, which she has twice, this is really acute hearing. And the 57-4, it's harmony,
Well, look at her open throat there, right? I mean, she's known for her singing. She's known really, for her acting. She won an Academy Award.
Didn't she direct the movie too?
She hasn't directed one, but that's what she's saying she's going to do. She just was in this movie Burlesque. I mean, she has actually the longest run of a woman that's made it up to the charts, first on the charts over such a long period of time. I mean, she's the original reinventor of herself,
Well, look, I
right?
think talk about who inspired Madonna or
Lady Gaga.
Right,
all of these people.
And, you know, because, winning that Oscar, Moonstruck, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, no, and she was in several other, you know, The Witches of Eastwick.
Witches of Eastwick.
And then there was Silkwood. I mean, Silkwood was the first one that she did, and everybody made fun. Oh, yeah, right, Cher and Meryl Streep, are you kidding me? And, you know, she was really, she's a great actress, too. I love this quote of her. You know, she's had a lot of men in her life, you know, starting with, you know, Sonny. Who actually, you know, worked with her for many years, even after they were divorced. But she says, my relationships usually last a few years. When I'm involved with a man, other men are fascinated with me. But the minute I'm single again, half of those men disappear because they don't have the balls to really want me. And I think this is like such a fifth line thing,
right?
You know, this projection, you know, that she's surrounded with all of the time. Particularly on this cross that she's on with this whole kind of mix of, you know, sexuality, spirituality, the material that, you know, the guys think she's great till they actually have to talk to her.
Well, you know, 14th gate, fifth line, arrogance, innate dignity, you know, but it's a strength. And,
I mean, I have a special love for Cher because, you know, we're on... You know, I'm a 14.5. I have the same design, except for I have the 8.1, right? Uh-huh. And so, you know, I always sort of resonated with her. And when I saw her chart, it's like, oh, right, you know, she's a 39.55, a 2.14, just like me, right? And that 14.5 of arrogance, of really, I think, you know, now mine's unconscious, hers is conscious. But this is this drive for the material.
Yeah, well,
and that it isn't just, you know, she's not going to just accept anything.
Right, right.
You know?
But she needs therapy. You're fine there. You don't have the 18 foot.
Actually,
whatever you say, dear.
I don't know about that.
A moodiness, you know.
Well, very moody. You know, the cross has three individual gates in it. She's a pure freak. Yeah, but I think that she is such a strong woman, and she's really, I think, you know, really shown the way to go after life the way that you really want it.
Oh, yeah, no, 39.5, I mean, this is a provocative person, but fifth line.
Remember her outfit at the Academy Awards.
Right, very provocative, but determined. She has determination. And you know, there's a warmth that comes through her character that's definitely part of this solar plex.
She's
the leadership. I mean, the 45th gate, you know, fifth line consensus. So this is a person that I think would work well in groups. If I haven't seen this movie that she just did, Burlesque or whatever, but if she's the mother hen type of authority figure, she's the good madam, maybe, because she has the strength, you know, this 45th gate first line, the first line. I mean, she has a lot of authority and even handedness, 37.3.
You know what it really is?
Assuredness.
And it's like what Ross said in my original reading with this 2.14, you know. She's always in the right place. She is always in the right place. She always, you know, she's like a cat with 9 lives. She comes back up again. I mean, it isn't like she hasn't had difficulties in her life. She's had a lot of difficulties in her life, right? But she has this incredible ability to mutate, change, go with what's going on, keep finding her way, and to always really be in the right place. And as a generator, she has all of this energy. You know, to just keep on keeping on.
Right.
And I just, you know, I admire her a lot. I think a lot of younger people don't realize how far back, you know, those of us from the 60s really do remember her, you know, when she was so young. But,
You know, 53rd gate, fourth line, you know, but cycles and starting something new. And that assuredness, fourth line, to let's start something new. Let's try this.
And then everybody else follows her, and she's busy on to whatever the next thing is.
But I really don't hear much about her scandal-wise or anything like that. She's very 33rd gate, you know, twice. You know, privacy. And, You know, I think it's I
No,
don't.
I was shocked because, you know, when I did my research, it's like she's had a lot of lovers and
Well,
boyfriends and
but I
husbands
mean,
and you don't know, you don't really hear about
no.
her, you know.
No,
I
I've
mean,
heard
she's
more
private.
about her
Oh, this,
daughter
well, when
or
something like that happens, then you hear
right.
about it. Yeah,
But
that's
really,
right.
well, Teresa,
Oh, so
as
much fun.
usual, just
Yeah.
but not enough time.
Oh, well, you
Where did
know.
the time
Where
go?
did the time go? Where did the year go? Where did it all go?
Oh,
Okay.
well, let's not go there.
Okay.
Okay, so good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.